Our dogs constantly surprise us. They are our four-legged verbs. They dance when we come home from work, they fetch when we fling the ball, and they come running and panting when we call their names. Dogs are miracles in the moment. They teach us, in fact, that each moment is an absolute miracle, and they live in the eternal present. They don't fret over past mistakes or dwell on past glories either. The future is always now. We invite our dogs into our lives as just the family pet, but often they end up being canine candles that blaze and shine, illuminating our lives. My family's furry candle is a miniature poodle named Bijou de Minuit, Jewel of Midnight. And over the years, she has taught us countless lessons about life, love, and healing. Besides being the family dog, the only role we ever expected of her, Bijou has been a drinking buddy and a fuzzy shrink, an alarm clock and an angel of mercy, a sleeping partner and a sun worshiper, bunny lunger and carcass snuffler, beggar dog and thief, ear sniffer and tail chaser, and in the end, a devoted mystery with a cold black nose. When my younger son Owen and I were both seriously ill, him with liver failure, me with an aggressive prostate cancer, Bijou became even more than verb and miracle. She was a healing presence in our lives. Believe me, when your life is reduced to a large question mark, nothing feels better than having a 23-pound mutt snuggled up next to you. Owen and I both profoundly understand what a difference a dog makes. The summer that I recovered from radical surgery, Bijou would jump onto my sickbed, nuzzle me, and ask for her ears and pointy snout to be scritched and scratched. It made both of us happy as she sighed in doggish satisfaction. As I lazed and dozed at home, there was nothing sweeter in the world than to hear Bijou drink from her water dish outside my door. The gentle sound of her measured lap-lapping ferrying me to the waters of healing. And she was the subject of one of our favorite family jokes during my recuperation. "You take the dog out. I have cancer." I spent a lot of time spading the past that summer. And fittingly, my very first memory is of a dog. It's dawn, and I'm standing in my crib. Dad is holding up a wriggling puppy, and it's licking my face, possibly administering my first baptism by tongue, and making me laugh. That's it, as sharp and fleeting as a dream. I asked my parents about that memory, wanted to confirm the truth of it, and they told me that the dog was a black lab puppy. A few weeks after we got her, she bolted out of the house and onto Route 125, where she was hit and killed. My folks couldn't recall her name. A poor, unknown puppy. Oh, let's call her Midnight. Undone by her doggish exuberance over 50 years ago. And yet she still lives in my memory, squirming and yipping and licking. And the thought of her too short life makes me want to cry, just as most thoughts of Bijou make me smile. Bijou is ordinary in being extraordinary. Good dogs, and most dogs are good dogs if given a chance, grant us the grace of their brief lives. The ancient rabbinic sages believed that in saving one life, it was as if the entire world had been saved. In that spirit, I would argue that in writing about one dog, it's as if I'm writing about the entire world, writing about every dog that has ever blessed our lives. Here is the story of the one dog that I know best, my every dog, Bijou de Minuit.